This is the Pacifica National Board regular meeting, teleconference meeting, Thursday, June 6th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Susan Young. I am the chair of the board. And Madam Secretary, would you be kind to take the roll?
I would. Let's start with Irene Adams.
Present.
Thank you, Irene. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Thank you, Teresa. Taja Brown.
Present.
Thank you, Taja. Donna Carter.
Donna's muted.
Donna, you're muted.
Yeah, JFK, I'm with you.
Okay, so let's keep going.
I'll come back around. Yep. Paul DiRienzo.
I'm here. I'm here.
Thanks, Paul. Jim Dingaman?
Here.
Thank you, Jim. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
And possibly even participated in his revolt.
Somebody is not Paul. Muted who needs to be.
It looks like it's Egberto. Sorry. So I didn't hear Vanessa. I'll keep going. Fred Dodsworth?
I'm here.
Thanks, Fred. Jan Goodman? I'll keep going. Heather Gray? I'll keep going. Avalia Jones.
Present.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvier.
Present.
Thank you, Zach. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Ron Pinchback.
Jan Goodman is here.
Present. Got you, Jan. Ron Pinchback.
Present.
Thank you, Ron. Making note of Jan. Okay, keep going. Myla Reason.
Present.
Myla's here. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Sean, thank you. Serene Roberts. I'll keep going. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Thank you, Marinova. Richard Uzel.
Present.
Thank you, Richard. Harvey Wasserman.
I think you'll be a little late.
Okay. Egberto Willis.
Here.
Thank you, Egberto. Let me go back up. Susan Young.
Susan Young here.
Okay. Let me go back around. Donna Carter.
She's still muted.
I'll come back to Donna again. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm here.
Thank you, Vanessa. Heather Gray. All right. Serene Roberts. And Harvey Wasserman. All right, so let me go on to the other folks. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Arthur Schwartz. We may not expect him so early. Julie Hewitt, I am here. And this evening we do not have Aki Tanaka.
Okay. Call to order, roll call. Report out from the executive session of May 30th. That report out is pending. We will address that in executive session. Excused absences. None have been requested. Identify timekeepers. And I put guns to people's heads. And I think that Darlene agreed to serve as timekeeper for topics. And Fred agreed to serve as timekeeper for speakers. Let me note that our next meeting is scheduled for July 4th, and I hope that there are no objections to our changing that date to a week later, which is July 21. Hearing none, July 21.
Richard, you had his hand up.
Oh, sorry. Richard.
I was just going to ask a question. What is the time limit for when people are talking about stuff? Is it 60 seconds?
Sure. Let me go over that. Okay.
And point of information also after him.
Okay. What's your point of information? Jan?
The week after July 6th cannot be, am I correct that the week after July 6th cannot be July 21st?
That's correct.
You're
correct.
Probably right. What is correct? Apologies.
If I may, Chair, July 4th is the Thursday that is 1 week after July 4th, which is also a Thursday. So sticking with the Thursday PMB meeting.
It would be July 18th.
11th.
July 11th, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
11th.
Apology. So is there any objection to July 11th? And thank you all for correcting me. Okay. We've got a couple of hands up, and Richard has already asked a question. And our policy is regarding addressing motions. First speech is for 90 seconds. Second is for 60 seconds, two rounds. And we adopted another policy, which is in sessions where each speaker is limited by time, the timekeeper shall give a 10-second warning before the end of the clock.
I was able to do it. Sorry.
Heather? Can you keep muted for now?
My apology. I was having problems. I was able to unmute, and I called Jim. I said I couldn't do this, but I did, so. Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, so.
Thanks to Jim Dingman too. I apologize to him. I was able to do this, so thank you.
Welcome. So the speaker is limited by time. The timekeeper shall give a 10-second warning before the end of the slot. When time expires, the end of the time slot shall be announced by the chair or the timekeeper. If the speaker continues to speak after 12 seconds, the speaker is to be muted and the meeting shall proceed. The speaker shall remain muted for 60 seconds. However, any member other than the one being muted can appeal a muting, and such appeal shall go to an immediate, undebatable vote of the members. I bring this up because we adopted it and because I have heard many complaints about our not having good time control of our meetings and people taking too much time and talking and essentially edging out others from having an opportunity to talk. Richard, did I answer your question?
Follow up. That last one that you specified, how long was the speaking period?
It's 60 and it's 90 and then 60.
Okay, it's 60 after 90.
Yeah, exactly.
After the notification.
And there's one other element, which is when we get to the end of the time for an item, we exhaust the stack for those who have not spoken yet, and then we go on to the next item. Donna. Donna, have you got your hand?
I'm getting a report that listeners can't hear on the stream. Is the meeting on the stream?
Otis told us it was. Otis, can you thank you very much, Donna. Otis?
He's checking now for those who can't.
We'll hold until we know that it's on the stream.
And we can't be too quiet because then nobody will hear whether or not we're on the stream. Shall we sing?
That's an excellent point.
What a good idea.
And now
Otis,
we'll
what does that face mean?
As far as I can tell, we are on the stream. I can hear it on my cell phone.
And it's on the stream.
Okay.
Moving on. Agenda. So we're ready for agenda approval for the open portion of the meeting. 5 minutes for agenda approval. Approve open session minutes of May 30th, 2024. 5 minutes. ED report and Q&A, 20 minutes. Motion on notice date for bylaws amendment. See the appendix, 15 minutes. Old business, see appendix, 30 minutes. Motion from Jim Dingman on programming committee. Motion from Jim Dingman on strategic planning committee. Motion from Jim Dingman on technology task force. Motion from Serene Roberts on executive sessions. Motion from Serene Roberts on accurate records. Motion from Jim Dingman on independent investigation of State of the Archives, motion from Serene Roberts on Audit Committee, motion from Serene Roberts on Director's Access, motion from Paul DiRienzo on Gaza, motion from Serene Roberts on meeting rosters, motion from Paul DiRienzo on Gaza, motion from Serene Roberts to stand up the Elections Committee and convert it to a standing committee, new business, motion from Serene Roberts regarding subcarrier income, and after that, the motion to move into closed session is at a time no later than 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the time to adjourn is the meeting is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay, Jim? Do you have a motion to amend?
I do. I have a motion to amend to move 6 up to 5 and put 5 after 6. So in other words, we would deal with the old business that we have not dealt with for weeks and get that out of the way. And then after that, we would deal with the motion on notice date for bylaws amendment, which I'm sure we'll have another debate about.
So is there a second?
Vanessa seconds.
Okay.
Teresa for the stack.
Yeah, Teresa.
Okay. I'm in the car, so I can't look at the agenda, but are we saying that we're suggesting to move up the motion that we want to move up, is that coming from a committee or an individual?
Individual. So it is old business, and there six mm-hmm. has Jim's motions regarding committees, it's Serene's motions regarding various things. Those are, and Paul DiRienzo's about Gaza. So I think Jim is asking to move all of that up in advance of the motion about the bylaws amendment.
Richard to the staff.
Well, so let me say, Madam Chair, I'm opposed to moving those things ahead. The bylaws amendment, we just need to get notice, so we can discuss it in a month's time. We have to give 30 days notice, so I don't see that would involve too much discussion to just give notice. So I'm opposed to changing that agenda. Thank you.
Okay, great. I think I'm going to say Jan, Paul, then back to Jim.
Richard.
Jan, Paul, Richard, then back to Jim.
Okay. I also oppose moving that item. It's going to be a very quick item. We're not discussing amendments themselves. We're just discussing, it's time sensitive because we need to set the date for when when bylaws changes can be submitted. So that should not take a lot of time. And then we can actually concentrate on the motions that we have. Thank you.
Paul?
So.
Thank you. So you're speaking against.
Now
Paul?
Me? Yes. So I don't think that 1 million Gazans can wait for the Pacifica Foundation to get around to it. And the bylaws aren't going anywhere. So. Without doubt, the urgency of the matter requires that we make the switch in the items on the agenda. Thank you.
Okay, Richard, and then Jim.
What is the time limit on the amendments portion?
It starts a 30-day clock.
No. What is the time limit at the meeting for that portion of the minute.
Okay. Motion
30 on. Minutes.
It's 15 minutes on the agenda.
15. Chair?
15 Chair. Minutes.
Chair, it's 30 minutes for item number 6.
So item number 5, which is what I think Richard asked about.
Okay, sorry.
Richard
was asking a point of information, which is how long is the motion for notice date. Wasn't that your question, Richard?
No, it was the other one. Six.
Oh, sorry. 30 minutes.
30, okay.
Point of order, I think it's called.
30 minutes for setting the notice date?
No.
30 minutes.
All those motions.
Old business. Back to Jim.
Well, some of those motions have already been passed. In other words, we have a strategic planning committee. We have had a independent,
We don't have time now to talk about all this, though, do we?
Well, frankly.
Richard,
you know,
please. Jim who's speaking right now.
Let me finish. I'm not interrupting you, Richard. We're a broadcasting institution. And the fact that we have had a debate here about having a programming committee for like weeks and months now, I think is rather telling. And all these other, amendments, I think, are important to debate and for our listener members to know that we are concerned about the programming issue, the tech issue, the other issues that Ms. Roberts raises, et cetera, that Paul raises. And I have a feeling that number five will be a much more lively debate than we think. Thank you.
Okay, so will the secretary take the roll? The motion is to move items under six forward before the item on five, motion on notice date for bylaws amendment. So if you vote yes, you're supporting Jim's motion to take old business before motion on notice date for bylaws amendment.
All right, Irene Adams. I'll keep going. Teresa Allen?
Allen says no.
Allen says no. Hodger Brown?
No.
Hodges says no. Donna Carter?
Pass.
Donna passes. Paul DiRienzo?
Yes, for Gaza, please.
Just a plain yes is all I need. Thanks, folks, to keep things moving.
I can't help Jim but Dingaman. Protest every chance I get.
All right, yes.
Dingaman's a yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred's a no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan's a no. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Heather's a yes. Avalia Jones?
No.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach is no. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Darlene's a no. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron's a yes. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Serene Roberts? Who hadn't acknowledged her presence yet. Minerva Sanders.
No.
Minerva's a no. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Richard's a no. Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Harvey's a no. Egberto Willis.
No.
Egberto's a no. Let me go back around. Irene Adams.
No.
Irene's a no. Donna Carter, you passed.
Yes.
You're a yes, okay. Donna's a yes. And Serene Roberts. All right, so...
Serene here on the screen.
No, so the yeses are 7, the noes are 13, so the motion to amend... fails.
Okay, are there any other objections to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Approve open session minutes from May 30th. Is there any objection to the minutes for May 30th? Hearing none, those are approved. ED report, Q&A.
Chair, Jim's got his hand up.
I think it's a legacy hand.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you're muted. There you go.
Okay, I didn't know if there actually was a hand up or something else. So, okay. The ED report was sent out to everyone. There's the confidential version that is for the PNB, and there's also the attached that can be shared with the LSBs. And the titles are in the headers. This is very similar to the report that was sent out at last week's meeting because we never really got quite a chance to deal with that. So it's just got a few things that are updated. But the things that I really particularly want to share for the general public and the people that are listening on the stream is that we are working quite successfully with the FJC. And with FJC loan and with the SBA, the Small Business Administration Economic Injury Disaster Loan, to either reduce the payments with the EIDL loan and also to remove the liens with both organizations on the properties that the liens are on with the KPFK archive building. So we are making progress with that, but because we're making progress, but it's still taking a little bit of time, is that the close of escrow for the Cuenca building has been extended to July 8th. All parties have agreed to that, and hopefully we won't have to extend it again. As far as the elections, an email blast had been sent out, to everyone, on June 5th with the lists that the National Election Supervisor had on hand. There were also PSAs that have been distributed to all the stations, and those, PSAs regarding the elections are currently airing. One of the things that we are looking to do this year is that we are seeking volunteers from each of the stations to serve as fair campaign monitors. So the National Election Supervisor has created a job posting and a description, for that position. And I will go ahead and read it just so people can hear it and they can take a look at it and find it also on their station's websites and also on the pacifica.org. So the basic job description of the Fair Campaign Monitor is that we are looking for volunteer Fair Campaign Monitors who will report directly to the National Election Supervisor and assist with real-time monitoring of the airwaves for the purposes of running a fair election. Depending upon their availability, they will tune into the stations, FM or online, during primetime and off hours. They will use the Fair Campaign Violations form to enter any reports of violations. They will also assist in tracking the airing of general election PSAs. The shared document will be created, and they will use this online document to document the date and time that they tuned into the station and whether or not they had heard the PSAs. Other roles can be defined as needed. They can self-appoint by writing to the NES directly at nes@pacifica.org. The NES will also provide a brief training on how to use the online tools. So if anyone is interested or they know of someone that could be interested, please share that information with them because we do want to get those volunteer Fair Campaign monitors on hand. The timeline has been announced to everybody, but I'm just going to do kind of a quick rundown. We launched the elections on May 15th. The nominations phase started on June 1st. Nominations will close on June 30th. Raw membership lists will be submitted to the NES on July 7th. Candidates that have been vetted, the vetted list will be posted on July 15th. From July 15th through July 31st, the NES will coordinate with management and listener member forums at each station and will also clean our membership lists and develop ballot materials. By August 1st, we will have finalized our membership lists, our candidate materials, and our ballot materials to be submitted to our vendor. August 15th, our voting phase opens. August 15th through September 30th, various PSAs and e-campaigns to encourage participation will run across the network. September 30th, ballot phase closes. October 15th, a certification of results. And on November 1st, we will receive the NES final report. So this information is being provided in the report that can be shared to all the LSBs, which I encourage the directors that are here to then encourage to share that information with your local LSBs. And I know that many of you do already, and so I greatly appreciate that. We are on track with our FCC consent decree. We have already started the training. We had one of our first training sessions this past Tuesday, the 4th, and we we train the general managers at the stations, the directors of our divisions, the program directors, and then we also had a few select individuals that came recommended by the general managers and the program directors from each of the stations that were involved in programming. The training was recorded, and that is the training that we are going to be using for the rest of the staff, and training is rolling out tomorrow. We are holding trainings two times a day, Monday through Friday, from June 7th through June 28th. Our deadline for finalizing the completion of all the training is July 7th, and right now we have currently about 785-plus people that need to be trained. So we have sent out sign-up sheets for to the general managers that are sending them out to the staff, and I'm greatly encouraged that we have many, many people signed up. One of our first trainings is very, very early tomorrow morning, and we have quite a few people already signed up for that. So our goal is to make sure that we get all of those 785-plus people trained, because we don't want our first compliance report, which we need to send to the FCC, to be non-compliant because we haven't trained everybody. So anything else I will talk about in closed session, but those are the main things that I wanted the general public to hear.
Okay, so there are a couple of hands up. First of all, Myla.
Oh, thank you. Stephanie, I have a question, and this is something I brought up before. During the last delegate elections, the National Election Supervisor left it up to each station manager whether or not to have on-air forums, candidate forums. And at KPFK, they turned out to be extraordinarily problematic and unfair. And I believe that KPFK was the only station to conduct those on-air forums. And I'm wondering if the National Election Supervisor will again have the ability to allow the station managers to decide whether or not they will have those forums, and I would strongly urge that not to be the case because of the cluster FUCK that occurred at KPFK last time.
Okay, Stephanie, a response?
Yeah, I would suggest with the concerns and any concerns that people had from last year that we go ahead and voice those concerns to the National Election Supervisor, and that can be in an email that's sent to her, CC'd me, and we can even arrange a meeting between the three of us to talk about it.
Okay, Jim, then Donna.
Okay. Now, the training is going to be based on what, this video that you guys recorded a couple of days ago?
Our FCC attorney developed the training for the compliance, and that was the training that was used this past Tuesday. We recorded it. The Q&A sections for all of the trainings will not be recorded, just for confidentiality. If people have some questions that they don't want to go out everywhere, that 1 hour training will be sent out via Zoom. People are scheduled to join it, watch via Zoom. John and I will be there, and the following the training will be a half an hour of live Q&A. If there are questions that we cannot ask or needs further discussion, we will meet with people offline, and we can also direct the questions to our FCC attorney.
So the basically the qualification will be watching this video.
Qualification? Well, the requirement is, yes, they need to go through the training. The training, we have the training video, which has been approved by the FCC. We have training documents that also have to be submitted and approved by the FCC as well. So everything has been vetted by our lead broadcast attorney, who is in connection and contacts with the FCC.
All right. This follows on Myla's question. I would recommend that there be no ambiguity, because I've read all the different election supervisors' reports from their inception, and there should not be a inconsistency of having debates online with, and also on air with, candidates running. I mean, that really should be part of our process, and there shouldn't be any kind of fooling around with that, because when there has been, it really is one way to guarantee low turnout. And I really think that if one reads all those different reports, they have pretty consistently recommended that this be done. So I don't, I'm sort of wondering why it shouldn't just be SOP to have that in each of the stations as a way to handle dealing with the debates on air.
So the recommendation that Stephanie made is to provide that comment to Stephanie and to the NES. Donna?
Well, you know, my concerns are somewhat similar to those that have been raised. Last year, KPFA did not announce the talks and just turned them on one morning. And there was a lot of back and forth with the election supervisor and ambivalent answers, inconsistent answers. And another question I would have is, will there be an assistant working with her?
Stephanie, will she have an assistant?
She has had assistants in the past that are really just dealing with the admin aspects of lists and mailings and, you know, another person that is there if things need to be opened. They take those, send them off to me so we can see that there was no futzing or handling with any of the envelopes. But, yeah, she has had an assistant in the past.
Okay. Vanessa, and then Jim. And Jim, this is second round for you.
Is the NES this year the same as the one last year?
Yes.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion. And okay. The motion would be that all stations are required to have on-air debates fairly distributed of all candidates running for the LSB. And that's my motion.
May I offer an amendment to that?
There's as yet not a second.
Vanessa seconds.
Okay. Now, Darlene, offering an amendment.
I'm all for it, but I think it's that we not debates, but candidate statements, on-air candidate statements, so that every candidate gets an uninterrupted chance to present their case. So not on-air debates, but on-air candidate statements.
This is my last second, Darlene's amendment.
Well, I'd like to make an amendment to Darlene's amendment.
So what's your amendment?
My amendment is that...
Actually, I think we need to vote on Darlene's amendment first, and then you can move to amend.
Okay.
Is there any disagreement with Darlene's amendment? Hearing none. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I would basically want to incorporate both Darlene's amendment. Hold on, please. Let me finish my comment. I agree with Darlene's amendment, but I also think there should be debates. And so I guess we're going to move on that or decide whether we agree with that or not in dealing with the motion I just made. Okay, so that will take care of that. I don't see them as inconsistent. Just simply having people make statements is not enough. You really need to hear people talk about what they want to do.
So I think it's been moved and seconded. So we'll vote. Let me just bring up the issue that the NES is independent of the PNB, so the PNB can adopt these motions, but they will not be controlling on the NES. Okay, so Jim's motion to Jim, would you be kind to repeat your motion?
Well, my motion is simple: that all LSB the LSB candidates for the next election be fairly put together on air to have discussion and debate about their positions as it affects the stations involved. And that be part of the process of the election.
Okay, so that's been moved and seconded.
No. Madam Chair, that motion was amended.
If I may.
Point of information, Jan Goodman.
Jan, what's your point? What's your question?
You, in your previous, before Jim just spoke, you asked if there was any opposition, and you said without opposition, and then you didn't finish it, and I would like you to clarify for all of us and for me in particular, without opposition, what particular thing that which I believe is what Darlene said, has passed so that we all know exactly where we are, because I think it will clarify what Jim is saying.
So let me just say that Darlene's amendment, I didn't know if it substituted or if it added.
So
no,
what passed, please?
What I'm trying to do, Jan, is to clarify that. Okay, what passed was Darlene's motion to amend, but I wasn't clear whether her motion to amend substituted for all of Jim's motion or was an addition to it.
No, so, I kept saying, Susan, not debate. I'm asking to make it, not debate. Make it statements. Give the candidates.
Okay. Apologies. So there was no objection.
Right.
To Darlene's motion, which I clearly didn't understand adequately, that instead of debates, there would be on-air statements of candidates. And that passed without objection. So we've got Jim and Minerva, have your hands up.
All right. I stated what I stated. I would like that voted on. Thank you.
Minerva?
Okay. And for me, this is a point of information. I'm looking at the information that the ED provided regarding the National Election Supervisor's contract, and it says that candidates' forums will be organized by the National Election Supervisor with station staff. So are we saying that we're doing something different than what's already here, or we're adding to what we're suggesting, what we would like to see those candidate forums be, just to get a better understanding?
Good question. So I will say that I am not certain what we should do here, because I think that what Jim made a motion to do is already incorporated in the NES's plan.
All right, Madam Chair.
Yes?
That's not true. What I said on air, meaning the radio, because what has happened in the past is that sometimes we've had these we've had them shot and televised, which actually limits the amount of people watching them. So I explicitly said that these debates and discussions be on air, the state radio stations. Okay. I'll clarify that. So there's no ambiguity as to that, and that they be part of the process, and that be something that, cause the, NESs in the past have gone back and forth on this, and essentially at some points there's been a breakdown of actually having people debate. I mean,
we need to move on to the others who were asking questions or making comments. Vanessa, Irene, Jan.
So I want to ask Jim a question. Jim, are you, when you say debate, do you mean on-air forums? Like last year at PFW, the candidates were asked questions and each answered the question from their own perspective. So is that what you mean by a debate?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So it's so you call debate, we call a forum, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Irene, then Jan, then Fred.
I just want to know.
We need to vote on this.
During last year's election, there was a lot of, the website for the elections that had outdated information, and the process was very difficult for a lot of people. Are those things being addressed this time?
I think provide those critical comments to the ED and the NES. And I think that that's one of the purposes of the FAIR campaign monitors at each station. Jan, then Fred.
Just as a note to what is considered FAIR, to be concrete about it, one of the things that is that happened last year is that there were producers and board ops, staffing the on-air, forums. And what they did was that they had people that they didn't like, they just played music over their responses among other things that they did. And so one of the things that needs to be clarified or needs to be put into the notes. Obviously we're not ruling, we're not telling, we can't tell the election supervisor what to do, but Stephanie at least is here. She can she can recommend that the candidates have be able to opt out of being in a situation where they know that the board operator or the producer of the forum is going to be unfair to them, and they need to have an opportunity to have someone who will be fair.
Your time is up, and are you speaking in favor or against Jim's motion?
I'm clarifying what fair means. So
okay, Jim, again, last talk. We need to get to a vote on this.
Yeah. I mean, Jan's 100% right. That's the kind of behavior we do not want to have happen. We don't want people to play games with the election process like the way she describes. And I could give you examples of that in space.
Understood. So you've had one. Okay, Fred.
Okay, mine's really kind of simple. You know, we have an agreement with the National Election Supervisor. We have it in the bylaws that they're in charge of this. And once again, the PNB is trying to micromanage a situation that we have no control over. And I just think that this is why we spend all this time. It's now 45 minutes in, not accomplishing much. I'm going to vote against this.
Ron?
This is real, real simple, folks. All anybody expects and all anybody should expect is a fair process. What works, you know, something that works for each station, not a hodgepodge of different approaches. So what we want is consistency. That's all. Just consistency. And that is the election supervisor's, responsibility to make sure that these forms are consistent, and that's it. That's all.
Okay, thank you. So you're speaking in favor, I believe.
Point of information, Chair. Before we come to a vote, it's Jim's amendment as amended. Could the secretary read that out?
So I had that Jim wanted, I'm sorry. I had that Jim wanted, hang on one second, let me find it, that all stations have all candidates at on-air discussions and debates that are fair. Okay, then Darlene's motion to amend was that it be on-air candidate statements. So it's all stations have all candidates present on-air statements. And I think Darlene meant instead of, and I think Jim has now added back in the asking questions part so that it would be moves that all stations have all candidates participate in on-air statements and answer questions in a fair process.
So we've already proved, Darlene's, that there will be on-air statements. Now we're going back to the question of whether there will be debates. If you vote yes, you're voting for Jim's motion to include debates. So can you take the roll?
Madam Chair.
Goodman, point of information.
Yes. Hang on first, Jan, then I think it was Ron.
Yeah.
Is it the case, isn't it the case that the bylaws already provide for on-air forums? Why are we voting on it? We can't change the bylaws.
That's funny.
I think so. Jim's motion then goes to fairness. I believe. Can we go ahead and take this, Serene? Madam Secretary, will you note that Serene is here?
Duly noted.
Thanks.
And Serene, go ahead and speak.
Thanks. I seem to recall that not every station actually had forums or debates, despite what the bylaws said. The bylaws also say we are to have local election supervisors at each station, and that seems to have been done away with. So I would like us to vote on the amendment as presented, talking about on-air debates, which we expect to be fair.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and take the vote. If you vote yes, on-air debates. If you vote no, we leave the motion that Darlene had about on-air statements.
All right. Irene Adams.
Pass.
Irene passes. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Allen says no. Kaj Brown.
Abstain.
Kaj abstains. Donna Carter.
Yes.
Donna says yes. Paul DiRienzo.
A pass.
Paul passes. Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Jim's a yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Vanessa's a yes. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Fred's a no. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Heather's a yes. Avalia Jones.
No.
Avalia's a no. Zach Caldvier.
No.
Zach is a no. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Darlene is a no. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
I think I heard Ron say yes.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla's a no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene's a yes. Minerva Sanders?
No.
Minerva's a no. Richard Uzel?
No.
Richard's a no. Harvey Wasserman?
Muted.
Harvey?
Abstain.
Harvey abstains. Egberto Willis.
No.
Egberto says no. The yeses are eight.
Jan Goodman.
Sorry. Let me go.
Hey, everybody, hang.
Hang on. I have to go back to the people who passed. My apologies.
Jan Goodman would like to change the vote.
Okay. I'm coming off of being sick, so my apologies. Irene Adams, your vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Irene abstains. Next, Paul DiRienzo.
Yes.
Paul's a yes. And then Jan Goodman had voted yes. And would it?
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining. Okay. Everyone has now voted. The yeses are eight. The noes are nine. So the motion fails.
Okay. Can the timekeeper tell us where we stand on this item? Darlene, I can't hear you.
The timekeeper would like to, but it's been all motion talk, so we're still open if you need it.
Okay, so it was 20 minutes for the ED Q&A. We've devoted more than that time. So let's move on to the motion on notice date for bylaws amendment. Is there someone who would like to make that motion?
I'll move.
I'll make motion. Lots, chills, muscle aches, or cough. How to vaccine the plan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Barrigal made the motion.
Can't hear you.
I made the motion for this time.
Okay, someone needs to mute.
So, apologies, the motion, let me read the motion. Whereas a bylaws amendment pertaining to Article 4, Delegates, Section 10, filling of vacancies is proposed by six directors consistent with Article 17, Section 1, Paragraph 1. And whereas the proposed bylaws amendment does not meet any of the requirements in Paragraph B3 that would require a vote of the members, be it resolved that the notice date for this bylaws amendment is June 10th, 2024. By the notice date, the proposed bylaws amendment shall be posted on the Pacifica Foundation's website. Beginning on the notice date, the Foundation's radio stations shall broadcast an announcement 3 times a day, twice between 6 a.m. and 11 p.m. and once between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. for a period of 30 days regarding the existence of the proposed amendment on the Foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote of the board and delegates regarding said amendment. Be it further resolved that the notice period shall end on July 10th, 2024, and that the Pacifica National Board and the 5 local station boards must conduct a vote on this bylaws amendment any time between July 10th and 2024, between July 10th, 2024 and August 24, 2024. And I understand that Egberto made the motion.
Richard second.
And Richard seconds.
Point of information.
So I'll note whose point of information was that, Jim?
Well, Dingman and Dixon.
Well, I'd like the amendment. You know, I'd like the present bylaw read into the record here, which I believe is Article 4, Delegates, Section 10, Filling of Vacancies. And I'd like also the proposed amendment be read into the, I assume it's red line strikeout showing proposed changes to Article 4, Delegates, Section 10, Filling of Vacancies. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, it is. And the existing language and the proposed language have been circulated to all. And this is submitted by Directors Irene Adams, Teresa Allen, Avelia Jones, Zach Colvere, Minerva Sanders, Richard Gazelle, and Harvey Wasserman and Egberto Willis. And this is not a discussion. I'll read them. This is not a discussion of whether we're in favor or not. The PMB will vote on it. The LSBs will vote on it. This is just simply to start the notice period. The Article 4, the current language, Article 4, Delegates, Section 10, Filling of Vacancies. If a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by the highest-ranked candidate from the last election of delegates for that class of members for that station who was not elected and who is available and continues to meet the delegate eligibility requirements as set forth in 2A and 2B of this article of these bylaws. In the event that no eligible and available candidate from the last election is found, then the delegates for that radio station shall appoint a member of the appropriate class to serve as delegate and fill the seat for the remainder of the term. That is the current language. The proposed language is proposed Article 4, Delegates, Section 10, Filling Vacancies. If a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by a candidate elected by secret ballot of the majority of the remaining delegates. The delegates may, but are not obligated to consider candidates from the last election of delegates for that class of members for that station who are not elected and who are available and continue to meet the delegate eligibility requirements as set forth in 2A or 2B of this article of these bylaws. However, the candidate shall have been a member of the appropriate class of members of the foundation for at least 6 months prior to their election. The election should be held at the next LSB meeting, provided that delegates are given at least 5 days written notice of the names of candidates standing for election. If a third or more of the delegates' seats are vacated, the LSB shall post a call for nominees both on air and on the station website for a period of at least 14 days before closing nominations 5 days in advance of the next LSB meeting. Note, we are not voting on the bylaws amendment. We're voting to start the notice period so that this can be posted, and six directors have initiated it, which is pursuant to the bylaws. So it's been moved and seconded that we initiate the notice period. Is there any further discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yes, I make a motion that this entire, quote, reform process be essentially ignored, because this is a clear violation of the bylaws in terms of the will of the electorate. Because in this, it actually talks about that the delegate whose position becomes vacant midterm will be elected by secret ballot by a majority of the remaining delegates. That's a self-perpetuating move. And that essentially negates the will of the electorate who voted on to put people in a order to replace people who decide to no longer serve. So I consider this, frankly, this motion should not even go forward, because this is a motion that essentially violates the will of the listener membership that is the basis of our structured system of electing people.
So you will be voting no. Ron?
No, I make the motion of this to be stopped immediately. That's my motion.
A point of information, please.
Yes, Fred?
Yes, thank you. I don't know how to time this. Is that, Jim just spent 60 seconds, but there's a motion in there. There was a lot of support for it. How do I figure out how much time that I'm supposed to allot for what Jim just gave us?
Okay. So, motion, yeah, I agree with you. And that is an issue for us.
I don't want to
Jim,
can we resolve that after the discussion?
Yeah. Vanessa,
seconds.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. Ron?
Yeah, you know, I don't feel comfortable at all at asking this, the body here to pass this proposal without discussion. You know, I mean, we need an opportunity to discuss this. And if we're not going to do it tonight, then this should be tabled until we do have an opportunity to discuss this. Because there's, you know, right now you're asking us to vote on something that we haven't had a chance to debate.
Point of information.
What's your point,
Adam Goodman? My point of information is, isn't it correct that the PNB will be discussing this and voting this up or down, as during part of the whole process? So am I correct? And when would that be? Could you let us know?
Yes, you are correct. And that is, it would be, between the, sorry. For the amendment. It would be the notice period is 30 days. And the Pacifica National Board and the five local station boards must conduct a vote on this bylaws amendment anytime between July 10th and August 24th. And that's when the proposed bylaws amendment would be debated and voted up or down.
Am I also correct that any further discussion of the contents of this motion would be out of order and that the chair could or should vote them out of order if anybody brings up the contents of this motion?
I find your point of order well taken.
Point of order. If that's the case, Madam Chair, then this needs to be tabled.
Yeah.
We can't.
No, the second no, point of order was just well taken. Now we vote on it.
No, point of order. This is a clear violation.
Yes, no, we vote on it now. Point of order is well taken.
There's been no discussion on it.
Point of order.
Sort of. Julie, you were
all here. Point of order, please.
The chair.
Who raised the point of order?
Paul D'Arienzo.
Paul?
All right. Has a lawyer looked at this? Do we have a lawyer's opinion, our Pacifico lawyer's opinion on this? Since it is not only so controversial, but methods are being used to seem to go around the democratic process because you couldn't win it that way. So and people are saying this is a violation of the bylaws. I'd like to hear what our lawyer has to say. I say no vote be taken on this until we have a legal opinion on whether this is, there's no railroads allowed.
This is notice only.
Now stop this. You're interrupting me. You like to interrupt people a lot.
That is abusive and then.
I'm saying that you like to interrupt people. You interrupted me.
Okay.
You interrupted me while I was speaking.
No, I am going to call everybody quiet.
I was speaking. You be quiet.
One at a time.
I'm speaking. You be quiet.
I'm calling you out. You interrupted me. Arguing with the chair.
No, I'm not. You're interrupting.
No, you.
So.
Let everybody hear that out there.
Paul, finish your statement promptly.
Thank you. Don't interrupt me. My statement is this. We need a legal opinion. To go forward without a legal opinion is a violation of our legal fiduciary responsibility. And that will be taken up legally. Understand me?
Serene, then Donna, then Jim, then
Vanessa, lawyer.
Then Ron.
Answer the question. Where's the lawyer?
Paul.
Don't call me. Where's the lawyer? Where's the legal opinion?
I don't have to answer you.
You're not. Of course you don't want to. You're doing a railroad.
So, Serene.
Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Whose point of order? Who spoke
for? Teresa.
This is Teresa Allen. Madam Chair, I feel that if this is going to, if we're given 30 days, that's time for our attorney to weigh in on this. I think it should proceed for discussion for the next month, and we can discuss it and vote on it in 30 days. And I do find, my point of order is that Mr. D'Arienzo is arguing with the chair, which is disruptive.
No, the chair was interrupting
me. Get out of here.
Now you don't like it when I interrupt you.
That's disruptive?
Yeah. When I interrupt you.
Thank you. I find your point of order well taken, Teresa. Let's go down the line. Serene, Donna, Vanessa, Ron.
God.
This doesn't come out of my time.
Serene, Donna.
Can you not hear me speaking?
No.
Now I can.
This doesn't come out of my time. I understand the stream has been interrupted during this vital discussion. Can we have someone text the stream before we continue?
Can we ask Otis once again to check the stream?
If the moment isn't on, I'll have to call him.
Can someone sing in the meantime so we don't have dead air?
The stream is on. This is Myla. I just checked the stream.
Thank you, Myla. Okay. Serene, was there anything else you wanted to ask?
Sorry, what was that?
So the stream is on.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I'd like to speak to the motion.
Please do.
Okay. So there are a number of problems with this entire process, which, you know, appeared last meeting and persist. There are restrictions in the bylaws about the kinds of changes that can be made by a board. And when we waste time, there are important issues on the agenda. This somehow got pushed above all of those issues, things that have been on for more than a month. When we waste time setting up a calendar to vote on things that we know require listener involvement, that's a problem. That's not a good use of the foundation's time or money. In addition to there being tremendous problems with the process, and I use that word advisedly, that is being followed here, there are, by some reports, two sets of bylaws. The process for changing a bylaws is that you present the original language showing clearly the changes that you're making and explaining, justifying those changes. That's not what I received this morning, and that's, just around midnight last night, I think, when the first one came out, and then later in the day, something else came out that I haven't had a chance to read, but that follows one set of the bylaws. There are two bylaws online. I think the governance committee might be well advised to compare those, see what the differences are, and let's be sure that we're all operating.
You have 10 seconds.
Bylaws. Thank you. But the thing that y'all are pushing through right now clearly violates the process for how bylaw changes take place. So on its face,
your time
is
up.
Out of order and should, thank you, Serene, and should be ruled out
of
order.
Your time is up.
That is my motion, that this be ruled out of order for all the violations I mentioned.
So
point of order, then. I have a point of order.
I'm going to find that Serene's point of order is not well taken.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay, so then we will vote on it.
We got to speak to it.
It's yes.
I believe the chair speaks first.
The bylaws were followed rigorously in bringing this action forward. Six directors bring this bylaws amendment forward in the method that is specified in the bylaws. So this is according to the bylaws. It is not contrary to the bylaws. And everyone on the PNB can discuss it for 30 days, and there will be a vote on it. And the LSVs can discuss it over 30 days, and there will be a vote on it. So I am finding Serene's point of order not well taken. Serene.
The bylaws require that if you're changing directors' terms, which is one of the things that y'all are attempting to do, lengthen terms and extend terms for affiliate directors and change who gets the vote for affiliate directors and change the use of the runners-up list, which has been violated duly by the PNB, at least in 22 and 23, in terms of seating your friends as opposed to honoring the runners-up list and a bunch of people staying on the board for 7 years, which is clearly illegal. There are processes in the bylaws that give membership a right to vote. And some of these changes that you all are pushing through clearly require a membership vote. So we can go through an exercise of using up airtime during campaign season and real world governmental elections campaign season. And, you know, with elections coming up in the fall and producers having to learn a new way to pitch non-premiums, thank you, gifts. And we can waste time on this exercise, which we know cannot succeed because the bylaw proposals the changes that you wish cannot be authorized by the PNB and even all five LSBs. Some of these require membership votes. So why are we wasting our time and energy on a process that cannot succeed?
Okay, so time. Donna?
Go back and do it right.
Excuse me,
Madam Chair.
Yes. Who asked?
May I call for the question? And that means we would go ahead and move forward with the vote.
Please.
Ms. Minerva.
Please.
First we have to rule on the ruling of the chair and then call the question.
Right.
Okay.
So the chair has said that Serene Roberts is her point of order is not well taken.
Madam Chair, I forgive me, but
can we vote, please?
This
director's terms
are not affected at all. It's not even the right section. So we will go ahead on, if you support the chair, Screen Roberts' objection is not well taken.
We will move forward on voting again on the
Please call the member out of order for dilatory points of order and for-
Please, it's dilatory to even argue this. It's dilatory to even have to argue this.
Alright, everybody, we're going to go ahead and vote. If you, Madam Secretary, please take the vote. Voting, if you vote yes, you're supporting the chair in calling Serene's point of order, not well taken.
Irene Adams.
Supporting the chair.
Irene is a yes. Teresa Allen.
Allen is a yes to support the chair.
Allen is a yes. Kaja Brown?
Abstain.
Kaja abstains. Donna Carter?
No.
Don is a no. Paul DiRienzo?
I refuse to participate in this farce.
Paul's abstaining. Jim Dingaman?
No, this is a violation of the bylaws.
Jim is a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Absolutely not.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth?
Hard yes.
Fred is a yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Heather abstains. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Absolutely, yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback? I'll come back. Myla Reason.
Reason votes yes.
Myla's a yes. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts.
Absolutely not.
Serene's a no. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto's a yes. Let me go back. Ron Pinchback?
No. This is a violation. No.
Ron, thank you. Harvey Wasserman? All right. The yeses are 11.
Excuse me, Chair. I did not vote. Do not put me down as abstention. Leave my name off of it.
So are you voting?
I'm sorry.
Leave my name off the vote.
Okay. Okay. So, Madam Secretary, please, read the vote again.
Yeah. So, the yeses are 11. The sixes are no. I mean, the noes. I'm sorry. The yeses are 11, 6.
You know,
so the ruling of the chair is upheld.
There has been a motion to call the question by Minerva. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Is there an objection to calling the question? And the question is a voting on, I believe we are first voting on Jim Dingaman's motion to essentially call this entire motion, to set the date, to set the notice period, to call it, out of order. So if you vote yes, you're voting with Jim Dingaman that we will not bring this up tonight. I'm sorry, Ms. Secretary, please take the roll again.
Sorry. I have to switch screens.
Please say it one more time, Madam Chair.
Sure. Voting yes is to support Jim Dingman's motion to not move forward with the motion to set the notice. If you vote yes, you're canceling that vote tonight. If you vote no, we can move forward on the vote about setting the notice period.
Okay. So a yes is for Dingaman's motion not to move forward with the notice date motion. Irene Adams.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Who's that?
That was Teresa.
This is Teresa. Wasn't Serene Roberts' motion the same as Jim Dingaman's motion, which is just say no to this motion? And so isn't Jim Dingaman's motion just to say no to this motion?
I think you brought up a point of order, and frankly, I believe that it is well taken. It is essentially a repeat. Serene's point of order supported Jim Dingaman's motion, so I am deeming it already voted on. We will go ahead and
Chair, point of order. Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
I'm going to defer to Jim because I believe we might, that is not how I understood Jim's motion, so he can speak for himself.
Yes, my motion was simply that this is entirely illegal, and it has to stop right now. And I quoted the actual wording here, if a delegate position becomes vacant midterm, that delegate shall be replaced for the remainder of his or her term by a candidate elected by secret ballot of a majority of the remaining delegates. The delegates may or are not obligated to consider candidates from the last election of delegates for that class of members for that station who are not elected and who are available and continue to meet the delegate eligibility requirements as set forth in Section 2A or 2B of this article of these bylaws. This completely negates the bylaws. Hence, it should be ruled out of order and not proceeded on. Simple as
okay,
that.
Okay, we've already voted on a point of order to rule it out of order, and we voted that down. We supported the chair. We're now going to proceed with the vote on the motion to set the notice date for bylaws amendment. Yes, if you wish to proceed. No, I'm sorry, Jim. This has already been voted on. And it was defeated.
I didn't say
go ahead and take the vote.
Chair, point of order, please.
What's your point?
Okay, my point is that I believe we were still debating this motion. The question was called on the last motion, but not on this one.
Actually, I was in error. The question was called for this motion to move forward with the notice period. Let me just confirm with Minerva, who asked to call the question. Minerva, is that a correct reading?
That is a correct reading, but if I need to call the question again, I can do that.
Well, you don't have the floor motion to call the question for this.
I have just asked her to clarify her motion. So we are now, the motion to call the question is what we will vote on.
When all right. She asked to call the question. We're debating another motion. That was another motion entirely.
No, there was a motion to call the question. We're going to go ahead on that.
I'm sure you are.
All right. So,
but that motion was already decided.
So I'm going to take
not decided,
the role.
Serene.
I'm going to take the role and I'm going to call your name. And so, yes is to stop debate and no is to continue debate. Irene Adams?
Yes.
Irene is a yes. Teresa Allen?
Point of information during a vote.
Yes, I agree to stop debate. Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa's a yes. Kaja Brown?
Abstain.
Kaja abstains. Donna Carter?
No.
Donna's a no. Paul DiRienzo?
I pass.
Paul passes. Jim Dingaman?
Absolutely not. This is a violation of our bylaws.
Dingaman's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth?
Stop debate.
Fred's a yes. Jan Goodman? I'll keep going.
Yes.
Okay, Jan's a yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather's a no. Avalia Jones?
I'm a yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback.
Taking us to our LSB.
Sorry, was that a yes or a no? I'm sick. Please.
That's a no, and I'm taking it to the LSB.
Oh, okay. Ron's a no. Myla Reason.
Yes.
Myla's a yes. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts.
No.
Serene's a no. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman.
Yeah.
Harvey's a yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Egberto's a yes. When we go back to Paul DiRienzo.
To the barricades. No.
Paul's a no. Okay, so the yeses are 12. The noes are 8. The question is called.
Okay, so we now are going to vote on the motion, which is to set the notice, motion on notice date for bylaws amendment. Madam Secretary, will you please take the vote? Yes, and you agree with setting the notice date for the bylaws amendment that has been circulated.
All right. Irene Adams.
Yes.
Irene's a yes. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Allen's a yes. Kaja Brown. Keep going. Donna Carter.
No.
Donna's a no. Paul DiRienzo.
Pass.
Paul passes. Jim Dingaman.
No, and we're heading to court.
Jim's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No to violating the bylaws.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth.
I am definitely a yes to adopting the process that makes it possible.
Fred's a yes. Jan Goodman.
Yes to following the bylaws and how they're.
Jan's a yes.
Point of order.
There's no point of order in a vote.
There's too much discussion. Just yes or no or abstain.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
No. Point of order, they'll tell us what to say.
Heather's a no. Avalia Jones.
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier.
Yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchback.
No, and I will be protesting to my LSB.
Baron's a no. Myla Reason.
Reason votes yes.
Reason's a yes. Sean Rhodes.
Nope.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts.
How many cycles of madness do we have to go through?
Five more. Five.
So no comments, just vote.
Serene Roberts, yes or no? Or abstain?
How many cycles of madness will we go through?
That might be a pass.
That's a pass. I'm recording that as a pass. Minerva Sanders.
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman.
Yes.
Harvey's a yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Egberto's a yes. All right, let me go back through Kaja Brown.
I'm sorry, what are we voting on? I stepped away.
That's okay. We're voting on the motion on the notice date. So yes is voting for the motion, no is opposed.
I'm abstaining because I forget what the notice date is.
Okay. Kaji abstains. Next is Paul DiRienzo. You passed.
Free Gaza.
I could vote for that.
That's it. That's my vote.
I'm sorry, Paul. Again, I beg you. I'm sick. I do not want to have to interpret your vote.
I'm not going to participate in this.
Is it a yes or a no?
Nothing.
Or an abstain.
Nothing there. Nothing. No abstention, nothing.
Okay.
Zero.
Gotcha.
Zero. I will not participate or normalize this.
I left
this crap.
The cell blank.
Sorry.
Thank you. Serene Roberts, you passed?
I did not pass. I asked the question, but I said absolutely no to the farce.
I'm recording Serene as a no. Okay. Having gotten through all the votes, the yeses are 12, the noes are 7. So the motion to set the record date passes.
Timekeeper, Madam Chair, we are 3 minutes away from time certain to end the open session.
May I ask a question, please? Serene, with a point of information. Sometimes I forget the bylaw, the Roberts language.
Chair, you're muted.
Sorry, it was noisy here. What's your question?
What is the status of the board and officers' insurance policy? And can you send that to the board, please?
I'll ask the executive director to do that.
I asked for that several months ago, so I'm not sure repeating it in that. Thank you.
So we are within, I think, a minute and a half of the time certain for executive session. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
So moved. Second.
It was moved by Fred. It was seconded by Richard. Is there any objection?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so then we'll go to a vote.
I make a motion that we extend the time to debate this issue that is being discussed right now.
There's already been a motion to adjourn. Your motion is out of order, Jim.
I want it voted on. I want a motion. I want a motion.
No,
point of order.
The motion to
point
adjourn.
Of order, Madam Chair.
No.
Yes.
Point of order. Jim Dingman is out of order. I believe that the motion to adjourn is not debatable, and he's arguing with the chair, and I move that if he does it again, that he be muted.
Oh, really? I find your point of order well taken.
I second that.
Mute all of us and go off and swim in the Pacific Ocean.
I love that.
Take a swim in the Pacific
Ocean. So,
at least the water is warm here.
Point of information.
We're going to the vote to adjourn.
I have a point of information, please.
I'm sorry, Serene. That is dilatory. Please go ahead and take the vote on the adjourn. What kind of sharing is this?
Points of information are not dilatory.
This is the farce. It was rehearsed. You created the chorus. Don't speak to what you don't know.
Was the point of information dilatory rehearsed?
It's free to protest against you people. Don't you get it?
This has gone on for more than a minute.
In the streets, we're going to protest you.
We need to go. You created the chaos.
Information is not dilatory.
You created the chaos.
So we're going to go ahead with a vote to adjourn.
How can a point of information be dilatory, Madam Chair?
It is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Julie, please take the vote.
How can a question be dilatory?
Orders of the day.
You're going to be sued. Every one of you is going to be sued.
Orders of the day.
No, you're going to be sued.
Get my name spelled correctly, D-Ranzo.
You have a lawsuit.
Orders of the day.
I'll be living in your house. Yeah?
I'll be watching your TV
when it's over.
I called orders of the day, Madam Chair.
Your TV.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to take the vote and I was muted. My apologies. On the motion to adjourn to closed session, a yes is to adjourn. A no is not. Irene Adams?
Yes.
Irene's a yes. Teresa Allen? Come back. Kaja Brown?
Yes.
Kaja's a yes. Donna Carter?
No.
Donna's a no. Paul DiRanzo?
Pass.
All passes. Jim Dingaman?
Hell no.
Jim's a no. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
No.
Vanessa's a no. Fred Dodsworth? I'll come back. Jan Goodman?
Fred's a yes.
Okay, Fred's a yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan's a yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather's a no. Avalia Jones?
Yes.
Avalia's a yes. Zach Caldvier?
Oh, yes.
Zach's a yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene's a yes. Ron Pinchbeck?
I support this New Day bull. No.
Ron's a no. Myla Reason?
Reason votes yes, adjourn.
Reason's a yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean's a no. Serene Roberts? Come back. Minerva Sanders?
Yes.
Minerva's a yes. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Richard's a yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey's a yes. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto's a yes. Teresa Allen?
Allen says yes.
Teresa's a yes. Paul DiRanzo?
You and what army? No.
Paul's a no.
What army, I said.
Silly boy.
You and what army?
Just pass on him.
Point of order. You need
Serene Roberts.
War is coming, baby.
Serene Roberts.
Amy Goodman, how to do it.
Serene Roberts.
Amy Goodman was the expert, wasn't she?
And a person just be recorded as in attendance, no vote. Would that not be kinder to the people who are
don't want to participate in a farce? Don't want to participate in a farce?
But you are participating in a farce.
Your meeting is a farce.
Not appropriate. They are not appropriate.
The farce.
Paul,
Dodsworth.
I hear your opinion.
Not my opinion.
So what is
need 1,000 people. Madam I'm going to lead 1,000 people vote? In the streets.
What is the vote?
We'll see whose opinion it is.
The yeses are 13, the noes are 7.
Okay, so we are adjourned at motion to move into closed session at time certain, and so that is what we're going to do.